Welcome to the Midweek Teas with me, Adele Onyango, where I share some random and not too random thoughts on things. And in this episode, let's talk about this softness thing. So a goal for myself this year that I set was to allow more softness in my life and to be intentional about giving myself this softness. I, just like very many people, have experienced many big T traumas in my life. So I grew up in a violent home in my childhood. I then went on to watch my mom battle a terminal illness. I survived sexual abuse, navigating grief, and so much more. Now, because this started from a very young age, what happened was that struggle and suffering became key ingredients of what life looked like for me, as well as what my identity was. In fact, I think I wore my struggle like a badge of honor, and to some extent, I'm not regretful about that, but it did become such an integral part of my identity and my womanhood that softness just became a fantasy. It became something that couldn't be real for me. And not just softness, but good things too. For example, when I moved out of Nairobi to the town I've always wanted to live in a home that I've always dreamed of living in, for a good while, I didn't believe it to be true or to be mine. A part of me felt that I'd wake up one day, tragedy would strike, taking it all away from me. And that's just because my identity was rooted in struggle. That is what I found normal. And so I'd question any softness or light that happened upon my way. What's even worse is I thought softness could only be gifted to me from others. And I think this is because my struggles always had someone else playing the savior role and saving me. So I didn't think it was possible for me to save myself. And I didn't think it was possible for me to give myself softness. Over time, my anger about my traumas reduced. And this was, you know, because of therapy and like intense shadow work. And when that was done, I started to rebuild. And I realized I want softness to be part of my identity and be part of the things I gift myself. And this has become an intentional goal for myself this year. And so I wanted to share four things that are helping me. The first is I got a friend to be my enjoyment / softness accountability partner. Big shout out to you, Aldo. Thank you so much. And so in December, I told him the first thing I had wanted to do is gift myself a getaway for my birthday. Take myself to the middle of nowhere to a cabin that has a pool. What I struggled with was even convincing myself to pay for the trip, because deep down I questioned if I was worth it, which is absolutely crazy because I've taken special people in my life on trips and I didn't even care what the cost was. Outside of knowing if I could afford it, I was good to go. I immediately knew that they were worth it. So why couldn't I see the same for myself? And I remember Aldo helped keep me on track, you know, remind me to make the bookings, nudge me when I was rethinking it. And a very important part was him celebrating me once I had done it. So get yourself an enjoyment / softness accountability partner. I am so glad mine just happens to be a therapist as well. So he really does get it. The second thing is start a softness sinking fund. One way I would trick myself out of showing myself softness is saying it was a waste of money. And because money was introduced to me from a place of lack, a place of scarcity, and not a place of abundance, once my mind says it's a waste of money, I'm like, bet. So a softness sinking fund allows me to drop money there monthly and with every major payment I get. And then that funds the soft things I want to do, the trips. Or today I went for a 2-hour massage at a spa near my house and it was incredible. Last year I'd wanted to go to that very spa, but it's pretty pricey. So I couldn't afford it then, but that's where my sinking fund comes in. And so the next thing I want to do is a Reiki session, because I like these things. And I love the softness that I feel after I go for body talk therapy and massages. And I was told Reiki has a similar effect. So I'm like, bet I want it. And I'll be able to afford it because of my sinking fund. The third thing, reframing my perception of joy. I think I didn't prioritize things that make me happy because I was accustomed to chaos and violence and pain and just negative emotions. So I had to start reframing my joy as being something that truly matters and that can be prioritized, planned for, and accommodated, even when it doesn't make sense to anyone else. It's just me and my softness accountability partner. And even them, they're not there to criticize what I'm doing. They're there to cheer me on and make sure I do it. The last thing I want to share is a question I've started asking myself. How did you show yourself that you love yourself today? Most days, my answer is in the soft, romantic way. I get my bath ready every morning and every evening. I pour different bath salts in it. I make sure the temperature is just right. I dim the lights. I may even put something on to watch as I soak myself in the bath. In fact, the other day, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday morning. I was in the bath eating grapes. Like, I mean, you know, those kings who used to be fed grapes or whatever, the royalty, they used to be fed grapes. Literally, I had grapes on like a bunch and I was just like holding it up and like biting it off with my mouth as I soaked in my bath. Tell me that is not softness. Tell me that is not a heavy sign of love, you know? It's in the way I make my meals or who I contract to make sure I have balanced meals always. So basically, it's in how I treat my physical body every day, you know? It's in how I prioritize my rest or my sleep. And so I leave you with this question. How have you shown yourself you love yourself today? Thanks for listening to The Midweek Tease, a Legally Clueless Africa production. Episodes go out every Wednesday, and you can learn more about us by going to legallycluelessafrica.com.